This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Customers of Capital One Bank are reacting to news last night that a hacker broke into its systems and obtained personal information of more than 100 million people and businesses. The data breach is one of the largest ever for a big bank. WBUR's Adrian Ma went to a Capital One branch in Boston to see how customers are processing the situation.
When I catch Walter Hairston at a Capital One ATM downtown, he had not yet heard.
What happened?
I tell him about the hack, which the bank says only affected folks who had or applied for a credit card. Hairston has a checking account, but he says the fact that his bank was hacked makes him anxious.
I think I'm getting ready to eliminate this one here, because this has been doing too much for me anyways.
I meet another customer, Faye Magler, who says, yeah, she has a Capital One credit card, and yeah, she heard about the hack.
It's just like, well, it's another one.
She figures if there's something to worry about, they'll let her know. And so far, she's really not concerned. That is, until I ask,
can I list off some of the personal data that they say has been exposed? And you tell me whether or not you care.
Go ahead.
All right, so first was name.
Not too concerned.
Address?
Yes.
Birthday?
Yes.
Social security number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm assuming that mine wasn't one of the ones, or I'm hoping. And if it is, I'm assuming that they'll put checks and balances in.
In other words, what you gonna do? Well, Chi-Chi Wu, who's an attorney with the National Consumer Law Center in Boston, has a couple tips. First, contact one of the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. Have them put a freeze on your credit report.
That's the most effective way to prevent a thief from using that information and committing identity theft that involves opening up a new account.
Capital One is offering free credit monitoring, but Wu says customers should also watch their own credit statements for suspicious activity. And that advice doesn't just go for Capital One customers. She points out that in 2017, nearly 150 million Americans had their data stolen when the credit firm Equifax was hacked.
So if it wasn't this breach, it might have been the last breach.
She says consumers should be vigilant because their personal data might already be out there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.